You're listening to SBS News.
Thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, biotech companies have been in the spotlight more than usual, and now they're in the federal budget as well. A new incentive revealed on budget night will see tax paid on profits from medical and biotech patents held in Australia reduced from 30% to 17%. Lorraine Kairou from AusBiotech says they've been lobbying for the change for nearly a decade.
I think the pandemic has brought biotechnology to the fore, the importance of vaccines, the importance of ventilators, diagnostics, you know, all things that are in our domain have become crucially important to the health of Australians and indeed global citizens.
The full details of the patent box scheme are yet to be revealed, but the reform has been broadly welcomed by the industry. Dr. Andrew Nash is from CSL Research.
For CSL, I think it'll mean that when we work with our collaborators in here, Australia, we make discoveries, we come up with innovations to support new products, we can really think seriously about manufacturing those products here in Australia.
Dr. Nash says the scheme will make Australia more competitive with countries such as France, the UK and Germany, where similar incentives are already in place.
In the past, when we've got to the point of deciding where we're going to commercialise and manufacture our innovations, you know, Australia's been there, but it hasn't been as competitive as it could be. Moving forward, when we're having that discussion about where we make that investment to manufacture products, Australia will be right there in the mix amongst those other countries that we could choose from.
The scheme is designed to work alongside the research and development tax incentive. It will apply only to patents submitted after budget night and won't come into effect until the 1st of July next year. But Stephen Yatomi Clark from Prescient Therapeutics says it'll take much longer than that before the benefits are felt.
And the reason for that is because they're characterised by typically long periods of research and development, which leads to accumulated tax losses. So it's going to be a long time before the usefulness of these reduced tax rates kick in. Patents can be generated relatively quickly in the space of a couple of years, for example, but the period between that and being able to commercially exploit that could be 10 years or more.
He believes the reform will make Australia more attractive to the international biotech industry.
What I think could be a benefit in the short term for this is to attract overseas companies who are operating in Australia to actually generate some of their IP here, and that can contribute to an enriched innovation ecosystem. Instead of just being commercial outposts where they're selling drugs developed overseas into Australia, they might be able to develop some of those technologies here.
The government is expected to finalise the patent box next year.